Thank you, Brad. Now would you please welcome Lydia Canito, a U.S. Navy veteran who served from 1958 to 1960 as a hospital corpsman and a well-respected elder of the Lower Sioux tribal community. She will offer a special invocation and blessing. Lydia?
I just want to say how honored I am to be here. I was honored that the Navy accepted this 5'1½ woman into the service. I got in by that half an inch. So I'm so grateful. I had a wonderful, wonderful life in the service of our country. I joined because of my uncles. My uncle Norman Dow, at the age of 19, went into the army, and he was a sharpshooter. And the reason I tell you this is because at home, during the Depression, he's the hunter, and he would go out and get the food that we were to eat, and that's how we survived. And so I clearly understand why they put him in the position of being a sharpshooter. But my uncle Norman died on Normandy Beach, and he received Purple Heart. And so I always, always remember him for what he did for me and for my family. And then I remember my uncle Howard Dow, who was in World War II also, but he served in the army, and he was in a tank. And I'll never ever forget what those two uncles did. And then along comes my youngest uncle. His name is Lester Dow. He was stationed in Texas, and he was a medical technician. So I think I know my family has always contributed to the freedom of this country, and we paid heavily. And so I'm always so very proud of them, and I'm always willing to do anything I can to help in that democracy that we enjoy today. And I also want to tell you that I have my son is in the Navy. I have grandsons in the Navy. I have nephews in the Army. Our family comes from a lot of military background, and that's what makes me able to stand in front of you today, because of their strength and what they gave up. And I'm so grateful to see everybody here. And I wanted to tell you especially that when I sing my songs, I am praying. In our way of life, when we pray, we sing songs. And I want you to know that I believe that when I sing my songs, that the spirits of all my ancestors, especially the ones that I talked about this morning, will be with us here today. The spirits of my uncle who gave up their lives, and my uncle who drove that tank, and now that I think of it, he had a wonderful experience. He said he got to shake the hand of this man called Patton, and he was so very proud of that. And so that makes me proud too. And then I have my uncle Lester, who did the medical part of being in the military, which is just as important. And I know that because when I joined the Navy, they sent me to school to be a hospital corps wave. And many of the corpsmen and not the corps waves, they didn't allow us women over there, you know, in the battlefield and stuff in those days. And we weren't even allowed on the ship. But we worked hard in the hospitals. And anyway, I was just thinking about, I lost my train of thought. Anyway, when I sing those songs, those are the people I'm going to remember. Not only those from my from my own home reservation, but the military people throughout the world, and especially those that are coming home that are wounded and need help. And I strongly, strongly urge you all to think about those people, because I heard a strange story about there are military men, Dakota men, that when they come back, they can't go back into society, and they live out in a quiet area where they're by themselves. And I just have a really hard time with that. And I want you to remember that when you plan your helping needs for those kind of veterans. Please remember them, the ones that are wounded not only physically but mentally. And so I'm going to sing my songs. And while I'm singing, I want you to say your own prayers in your own language and your own denominations. And I also want to thank you all for listening to me and inviting me here. And I want you to all to know this. This is really important too. This land that you're standing on, where the cemetery is going to be, this is the land that us, the Wakantu Dakota Indians, gave up in our treaty. And this is the land that, where the 1862 war started. And I want you all to remember this. The war started because our treaty was not being upheld. We had no food. And that's why they stormed that warehouse. And the agent there said, just go and eat grass. That's why the war started. And that's where some of my first veterans, warriors began. The chief, Little Crow, was the main person to agreed to help his people. He not only agreed to help his people, he gave up his life. And so this is the land that you're standing on. And I'm so happy. It feels like to me that the circle is coming close to an end. That now our veterans will have a safe place to be. And when the day that they meet their Creator, they will all be so helpful and happy. They will meet all their relatives right here on this land. So I thank all the people who have worked so hard to have this done today. And I thank you all for coming again. And then I wanted to say too, when we go and break the ground and we dig up that dirt, at that time I'm going to put our sacred tobacco in the ground so that the ground will be ready for our veterans, no matter what color, what denomination, where they came from, and where they're going. But I believe that they're all going back to the Creator. They gave up a very, very many years for us to be here free today. Ihomi Dakyasi. Wakan Tanka Doka Hea Che Wakiedo Hai Mitaku Ye O Wanita Cha Doka Hea Che Wakiedo Hai Wakan Tanka Doka hea che wa fiero hai. Mita kuye o wani ktacha doka heya che wa kiero hai. Ate wa kantan ka he o he o he. Ate wa kantan ka ushimara ye yo. Oyate, oyate zani chi pe do. Hey aho ye wa he do. Hai. Ate wa kantan ka ushimara ye yo. Oyate, oyate zani chi pe do. Hey aho ye wa he do. Hai. Inomi dakyasi. Have a good time today.